This week's shir is on a sugya from the first perek of Masechet Shabbat, and this is the Daf Yomi for this coming Wednesday, Kaf Tet Adar. It's Daf Yud Tet Amud Aleph, and the sugya starts about halfway down the page. That's on Yud Tet Amud Aleph, and it's the Daf for Wednesday. So the Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brighter. Ein mafligin bisfina pachot mi gimul yamim kodem l'shabbat. One's not allowed to set off on a sea journey. A sfina is a ship, so one's not allowed to set off on a journey on a ship. Pachot mi gimul yamim kodem l'shabbat. Less than 3 days before Shabbat. We'll discuss in due course what it means, less than 3 days. So the writer says, in what circumstances do we say that you can't set off on such a journey within 3 days of Shabbat? Lidvar harashut, if what you're going for is something optional, aval lidvar mitzvah, but if one is travelling for the sake of a mitzvah, shapir dami, then it's permissible to travel on such a journey, even within 3 days of Shabbat, and indeed even on Erev Shabbat. Uposeki mo amanat lishpot, but one makes an arrangement with the captain of the boat that he's going to cast anchor on Shabbat and not carry on sailing. Ve'ino shavet, and if he doesn't agree with those terms of references, that, you know, even you agree you'll pay him to stop, and if he doesn't stop, that's not your problem. You don't need to worry about it. Divrei Rebbe, that's the view of Rebbe. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Ein od tzarich, you don't even need to make such an arrangement that you can't expect the captain of the ship to cast anchor for you on Shabbat, and therefore you don't need to try and arrange it from the outside. There is, of course, some discussion about what we would call Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah, in its most classic sense, I suppose, would be a person is going Lamulet Beno to do Brit Milah for his son, or he's going to offer up his Korban Pesach, or something like that. But the Poskim say it includes going to Eretz Yisrael, it includes Letzorech Parnassah, earning your living, is also a mitzvah. So it has a fairly wide definition. That, and then the Gemara concludes, Umitzor Letzidon, from Tzor to Tzidon, these are two cities in the north, that's the north of Eretz Yisrael, Sidon and Tyre. Afilu be'erev Shabbat mutar, even on Erev Shabbat, one's allowed to go on such a journey. If you look in Rashi at the right hand side, Rashi tells us, Umitzor Letzidon, Ein ela mahalech yom. This is just a day trip. Uva erev Shabbat, hayasham yom hashuk, and the market day was in one of these places on erev Shabbat. So if you wanted to buy your provisions, you had to go on a Friday. But it really doesn't matter, because it's a day trip and you can get back in plenty of time. You're not going to be at sea on Shabbat. Now, we have, of course, a number of questions that we now have to try and address. We need to understand why one can't one go on such a journey within 3 days of Shabbat. And then once we've understood why one can't go on such a journey within 3 days of Shabbat, then we'll understand why 3 days is this magical cut-off time. And we'll also understand why we've got this distinction between Dvar Rashut, an optional journey, and Dvar Mitzvah, a journey which is for the sake of a mitzvah. So we're going to see in the Rishonim, we're going to see three different opinions as to why one is not allowed to embark on such a journey within 3 days of Shabbat. We're going to start, and there'll be various nafkaminas between these various opinions. So we're going to start with the comments of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is printed on the side of the Gemara, and it's certainly in the edition that I have, it's the first wide line that's in the Rabbeinu Chananel's right down at the bottom of the page. And what does Rabbeinu Chananel tell us? That's so just the last narrow line. He says, "Kvar peirashnu hu lemala bisfina gosheshet." We're talking here about a sfina, a ship which is almost rubbing the bottom or touching the bottom of the water, touching the ground. She'en b'mayim yud tefachim. The water isn't very deep. The water's actually not even 10 tefachim deep. That's umishum techumin gazru. And the whole issa here is an issa of techumin, meaning that one's not allowed to travel on Shabbat outside the techum. One's not allowed to go more than 2,000 amot outside of the city boundaries. So what we're concerned about here is a person that's being on this boat on Shabbat, and once the boat is traveling, it's a boat like this could be a barge of some sort. In those days, it might have been a boat that was pulled by horses or mules or something like that. That's it was presumably a small boat. And the concern was it would carry on being pulled on Shabbat, and one would travel more than 2,000 amot outside of the city boundaries. So this is going to have obviously a number of nafkaminas. This would seem to indicate that if one's on an ocean-going ship, that's where the water is definitely much more than 10 tefachim, so there's no issue of techumin. The issue of techumin only applies within 10 tefachim from the ground. So if one's going on a transatlantic cruise or something like that, or a Mediterranean cruise, then it wouldn't be a problem to set off on this cruise even within 3 days of Shabbat, and even on Erev Shabbat. Obviously one couldn't get on the boat on Shabbat unless special arrangements are made, and that's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, not the subject of today's shir. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, if there's no issue of techumen, so it's a deep sea that's ship, so then it would be permissible to travel on this boat within 3 days of Shabbat, even if it's not Letzorech Mitzvah. Likewise, it might be that if one is sort of travelling in an exclusively built-up area, perhaps one's going around the canals of Venice or something like that, where I don't know the geography of Venice and whether the canals go outside of the Tchum. But if they don't, if they're all contained within Venice, then and you're just going to spend, you couldn't get a hotel in Venice, so you got a gondola or something like that, and you're going to spend 3 days, 4 days, a week, whatever, just going round and round in circles round the canals of Venice, then according to this interpretation, it should be permissible. What's not clear from Rabbeinu Chananel, and we're going to see that other Rishonim asked this question on Rabbeinu Chananel, is it's not at all clear why there should be a difference between 3 days before Shabbat and more than 3 days before Shabbat, and why there should be a difference between Lidvar Mitzvah or Lidvar Harushut. In any event, Rabbeinu Chananel's reason for not going on such a boat is because of Issa Techumen, and therefore, if there's no Issa Techumen, it's going to be permissible to go on the boat. Now, if we look at the source sheet that I've prepared, I want us to look at the comments of the Rif. And the Rif says as follows. The Rif is asking the kasha that I've just outlined against Rabbeinu Chananel. He says, "V'haytama prichahu." We can ask a good kasha against this reason. "De'ime haytama hu de'imafligin." If this is the reason why you can't go on a boat journey within 3 days of Shabbat, "Havalei lemitzna e'imafligin b'sfina katana." Then the brighter should have said very clearly, "You can't go on a small boat." "Amaitani sfina stam." Why did it teach any boat? That's the mashma ben katana ben gadola. makes no distinction in the Brighter between a small boat and a large boat. But we've established that a large boat, which is going across the ocean, there's no issue of tchumin, and it should be permissible. That's for odd, my iria gimul yamin. That's why should it make a difference whether it's 3 days before Shabbat or more than 3 days before Shabbat? It should consistently be prohibited. V'od, and furthermore, l'dvar mitzvah amai shari. Why should it be permissible because of dvar mitzvah? That shouldn't make any difference whatsoever. So if we skip a couple of lines to 5th line down, the Rif gives a different reason why you can't go on a ship journey, a boat journey, within 3 days of Shabbat. El ha'haynu tama de'in mafligin bisfina pachot migimul yamin kodem ha'shabbat. This is the reason why you can't go on such a boat journey within 3 days of Shabbat, mishum bitul mitzvat oneg Shabbat, because it's going to disturb or upset your fulfillment of the mitzvah of oneg Shabbat, of enjoying Shabbat. D'chol gimul yamim havei lehu shinui veset, because the first 3 days that you're at sea, that's you're feeling all over the place. That's mishum ne'enuah hasfina, because the boat is rocking and toing and froing and tossing you about, and you're going to be seasick. K'dichtiv behu, we've got a pasuk in Tehillim, that the boat rolls around like a drunk person. And you're not going to be able to enjoy Shabbat. There's a requirement of the Karat al Shabbat Oneg that a person should enjoy Shabbat. And if you board a boat on Thursday morning or whatever it is, that's You're barely going to be able to eat anything for the first 3 days. The first 3 days, you're spending most of your time leaning over the deck, that's vomiting into the sea. That's either that or unable to get out of your bed in your cabin. And therefore, you're not able to fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbat. However, after 3 days, have you lehu naicha? So then it calms down, you get used to it, that's you start enjoying the journey. Uvai michla, and you want to eat. Umakamim mitzvah oneg Shabbat. That's and then you're able to fulfill the mitzvah of oneg Shabbat. V'hainu tama d'lizvah mitzvah shari. And now we understand not only why there's a difference between the first 3 days, the 3 days immediately before Shabbat, and more than that, because it takes you through, once you've been at sea for 3 days, your metabolism, your body has settled down and gotten used to the ship. That's but we're also able to understand why it's permissible l'dvar mitzvah. Mishum diftirim in mitzvat oneg, because a person who is traveling l'dvar mitzvah is exempt from the mitzvah of oneg Shabbat. Da'amama, because we've got a gemara in Masechet Sukkah, ha'osek b'mitzvah, pato min ha'mitzvah. You're involved in doing one mitzvah, so you're exempt from another mitzvah. That's t'nan namin, we've got a mishnah in Sukkah, the second parak, that says shluchei mitzvah patur min ha'sukkah. That's you're on your way to do a mitzvah, you're exempt from a mitzvah, even though you're not actually doing the mitzvah yet. Nachinami amrinan asol aleich ba'avei shabbatot yoter shalosh parsaot dinun shleimasa mishum de mavtil lei lemitzvat oneg Shabbat. That's the Gemara there in Masechet Sukkah is worried about a person being mavatel the mitzvah of oneg Shabbat. That's if he does certain things on erev Shabbat. But if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, so then you're playing one mitzvah off the other, and it's going to be permissible. And he goes on to say, this is an explanation works also for the next sugi in the Gemara, which says that you're not allowed to lay siege to a city within 3 days of Shabbat. And he says the reason's exactly the same, because when you're an army is laying siege to a city, they're very nervous for the first 3 days. They're uncomfortable, frightened. It takes them a couple of days to bed down and to settle down, and that's going to interfere with their Oneg Shabbat. But after 3 days, then their Oneg Shabbat is able to resume, as it were. So according to the the riff, and this is also the explanation of the Rambam, that's in a case where there's no bittul on Ex Shabbat, then it's going to be permissible to go on a ship journey within 3 days of Shabbat. So an interesting question comes up, that, you know, nowadays, that's you're going on the QE2 or something like that, the Queen Mary, you know, one of these wonderful, that's cruise ships, which unfortunately now all seem to be pretty much out of commission due to the coronavirus. But you were going on one of these, or you were on one of these cruise ships. This isn't like going, you know, 1,000 years ago on some ramshackle boat where you've got to bail out the water from the bottom with your soup bowl. So this is a luxury liner where, you know, they were able to hit, the Titanic was able to hit an iceberg, and people barely noticed that they were going down. So, you know, is this would this still apply? So the poskim seem to say that we don't make a chiluk between one boat and another, but so the Meiri does actually say that people who are used to travelling at sea, so sailors or the like, they're more uncomfortable on land sometimes than they are at sea, so they can set off within 3 days. But a further nafkamina would actually be going along a canal or something like that. Where the water's very gentle. If you're on a barge going down the Grand Union Canal or something like that, you're not going to feel seasick. It's not like going on the high seas, crossing the Atlantic or something like that. So now we have a certain paradox, that going along the canals where the bottom of the water is less than 10 tefachim, that's exactly what Rabbeinu Chananel said you're not allowed to do. Whereas, according to the explanation of the Rif, no, that's not our problem. Our problem is one of seasickness, and that doesn't apply when one is on the canals. What the Rif would say about the Tchumin in that case, I don't know. It might be that the Rif would still hold there's a problem of Tchumin, but he's saying even where there's no problem of Tchumin, there's an additional problem as well. It's unlikely that the Rif is going to ignore the problem of Tchumin. He's just saying that that's a separate issue, but we're talking about Rabbeinu Chananel says where there's no problem of Tchumin, it's not an issue. And the Rif is being more machmir and saying that even in the case where there is a problem of Tchumin, where there's no problem of Tchumin, it's still an issue. Let's look at the third Shita in the Rishonim, and that is the very, very important Shita here of the Baal HaMa'or. So the Baal HaMa'or on the page with the Rif says, so I think there's another reason he says as to why it's prohibited to set off on a sea journey or a boat journey within 3 days of Shabbat. And this applies equally to the prohibition against laying siege to a city within 3 days of Shabbat. So what does he say? Dekulhu makom sakanahu. These are, whenever you go on a sea journey, or whenever you lay a boat journey, whenever you lay siege to a city, that's a dangerous environment, a dangerous situation that you've put yourself into. V'chol shlosha yamim kodem Shabbat, kamei shabta mikre. And the 3 days leading up to Shabbat are called the 3 days in advance of Shabbat. They're associated essentially with the coming Shabbat. V'nire kematne lidchot et ha-Shabbat. And it looks like when you get on board that you're going to necessarily put yourself in a situation where you're going to break Shabbat. Because nothing prevents pikuach nefesh. So if you find yourself in a situation of pikuach nefesh, obviously you can break Shabbat. And you're putting yourself into a situation where you're going to break Shabbat. And he says this actually applies to putting yourself into any situation where you're going to have to break Shabbat. So what the Baal HaMa'or is saying is that our concern is that in actual fact you might be, you know, you're going on the high seas, that's let's say it's a vessel, sailing boat, that's where you've got to adjust the sails and tie them, etc., etc. So there are going to be all sorts of melachot that you have to do on Shabbat. Now, when sunset comes on Friday afternoon, you can't simply put down your tools, say Mizmoshe, Yom HaShabbat, and start singing the Zmirot and ignore everything, because your ship runs the danger of going under. You've got to maintain and control your ship when you're on the high seas, even if it's Shabbat. Now, that's permissible because of Pikuach Nefesh. However, he's saying that you mustn't put yourself into a position where you're going to have to break Shabbat for Pikuach Nefesh if it's within 3 days of Shabbat. So now we've got a situation, a nafkamina, that there could be a nafkamina between the Rif's explanation and the Baal HaMa'or's explanation. According to the Rif, or what would be the case if the ship is being propelled, is being sailed by non-Jews. You've got a non-Jewish crew on board the ship, and they're sailing in any event. It's the QE2 or whatever it is, a big cruise ship. It's sailing in any event. Now, there's no issue of Tchumin, so Rabbeinu Chananel would be happy. That there's not even an issue of Malacha here, because the Jew's not going to be doing any malacha. The last thing they want is you coming into the engine room and getting in the way. And the malacha's not even being done for the Jews. There are 2,000 passengers on board, and only 10% of them are Jewish. However, there's an issue of Oneg Shabbat. In that case, that would be the question. So according to the Baal HaMa'or, it would be permitted. According to the Rambam and the Rif, it wouldn't be permitted. Now, the Baal HaMa'or is particularly interesting in this case, because even though what the Baal HaMa'or is telling us, he's telling us a particular issa that exists, he's being mechadesh to us something very interesting, and that is, it seems, according to the Baal HaMa'or, one can put oneself in a situation where one is going to necessarily have to break Shabbat, that even if it's Lidvar HaRashut, provided that it's not within 3 days of Shabbat. So, you know, let's say, for example, question comes up, a person wants to climb Everest. Climbing Everest, I'm guessing that you can't just sort of stop over Shabbat, wherever you are, it could be blizzardous conditions, you know, you go up, you come, you know, when you're going up, and when you're coming down, you're coming down, if it falls on Shabbat, there's Chilul Shabbat. So is the Jew allowed to put himself in a situation where he's going to, have to be Mechalel Shabbat? Or a Jew wants to be a space tourist. Space exploration is very important, but space tourism is certainly Lidvar HaRashut. And I'm imagining that if one is a space tourist, one has to do certain things on board the space station to justify one's existence there and to make sure that it's safe, etc., etc. So can a frum Jew decide to be a space tourist? And what the Baal HaMa'or seems to be saying to us is that in actual fact one can. Because so long as you set off within 3 days of Shabbat, then it's going to be permissible. And I suppose what might be motivating him is the following question. Maybe he's thinking about the question. A person wants to travel, say, from where the Baal HaMa'or was. He was in Provence. So a person wants to travel from France to Italy, that's or to anywhere in the world. That's for recreational purposes. And they're necessarily going to be at sea over Shabbat. It's more than a 3-day journey. That's or a 5-day journey, whatever. It's more than a week's journey. That if we were to say that you could never put yourself into a situation where you're going to have to be mechalel Shabbat unless it's lidvar mitzvah, so then nobody would ever be able to do these things. That's, and therefore, he's coming to the conclusion, so long as it's not clear that you're putting yourself into a position where you're going to have to break Shabbat, it's going to be permissible to do so. Rav Soloveitchik referred to this sugya, that's in a letter which is included in the volume Community Covenant and Commitment, Selected Letters and Communications, edited by Rabbi Nati Helfgott, that's, and in the chapter which deals with drafting rabbis and rabbinical students for the U.S. Armed Forces Chaplaincy. And this was with regard to the Korean War in the early 1950s. There was a demand for Jewish chaplains, and each of the major denominations had to provide a number of chaplains. The Orthodox were short on their number of chaplains they were providing, and Rav Soloveitchik addressed it. And obviously, you know, from Jews, they didn't really want to become chaplains. That's in the army and navy, where they were going to have to be mechalel Shabbat and other mitzvot. That's, and it's a very long essay, can't summarise it all quickly, but certainly this is one of the considerations that Rav Soloveitchik raises, this shita of the Baal HaMa'or, that it seems permissible to put oneself into a situation where one will have to break Shabbat, so long as it's plenty of time in advance of Shabbat. Let's look at the comments of the Aruch HaShulchan, and then we'll see how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that this final explanation of the Baal HaMa'or, it's also what the Ramban says, must be the correct explanation. As we know, the Aruch HaShulchan very often wants to justify practice. The Aruch HaShulchan takes the attitude that frum people know what they're doing. And if this is something everybody frum is doing, certainly in his day, that's where people were frum for generations, that's, then they presumably following a valid halachic shita. And what we have to do is just try and work out what that shita is. Nireh lanu dati timugufa debraita yesh raya l'shitat haramban sal. Look at the bright itself. It's clear that this must be the correct understanding. Because the Gemara says that one makes a financial agreement with the captain of the ship, and then if he doesn't bring the ship to a standstill on Shabbat, so you don't need to worry about it too much. You have to make such an arrangement with the captain. That's, and if he carries on sailing on Shabbat, you don't need to do anything about it. The cloud of our mitzvah, kishem mafli berev Shabbat, or tochimul yamin. That's, and it's obviously referring to, well, this is referring even to a case, you know, or to a case where you're sailing within 3 days of Shabbat. So it's obviously Dvar Mitzvah. And we don't generally say, you know, make such an arrangement when you get a goy to do a malacha. That's for themselves. You're paying them to do the malacha and they can do it whenever they choose to. That, so we don't say you have to make such a tonight that they don't do it on Shabbat. It's different in Mishum Devkana Yisrael, that's more your Sheva. Here, the Jew is on board the ship, so ideally he wants the ship to stop on Shabbat. Mihu al kol panim yisal kadaf after mairi bisfina gedola shem moli chamasa od fayoshvim baruba meinayim yehudim. Now, it must be that we're not talking about a big ship where most of the passengers are not Jewish, because the whole thing would be a joke, that you get on board the QE2, and you ask the captain, you give him a pound and say, please don't carry on travelling on Shabbat. So Israel Yaseh Tanayim Balas Finash Yamo B'Shabbat, Halo Yishchukku Alav, V'Tsei Tsei Yomru Lo. Everybody will laugh at him, they'll kick him off the boat, make him walk the plank. V'im Lo Mashi Yigale Lo She'be'im Afilu Lo Yitzayi Lo Lo Yachush La Yachush. So you're tetamua. If you say, listen, I'm giving you the pound, but I really don't care if you pay any attention to me or not, then that's a bigger joke. Yeshbech bazechilu shem shalom kamuvan. Aval divrei haramban shasfina holechet bishvili Yisrael ati shaper. But now, according to what the Ramban says, that it's a ship which is sailing for the Jew. That, but the issue is one of chilul Shabbat. It all works out. It all works out well. That's so how we paskin like Rebbe or Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that do you have to make this arrangement or not? Harambam v'Shulchan Aruch paskin k'Rebbe t'sarich lifsok v'ator pasak k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Okay, so let's look now at the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Mem Chet says as follows: Si'if Aleph. Mutar lahaflik b'svina fe'ilu be'erev Shabbat. One can go on a journey, or a ship journey, even on Erev Shabbat. Im holech lidvar mitzvah. If the purpose is lidvar mitzvah. Uposeki moshe yishbot. And you have to make an arrangement with the captain that he won't carry on sailing on Shabbat. V'im achakach lo yishbot ein b'kach klum. If he ignores you, so fine. However, if this is an optional journey that you're making, ein mafligim b'sfina pachot migimul yamim kodem haShabbat, then you can't set off within 3 days of Shabbat. And the Mishnah Brura cites a machloket between the Achronim, whether that means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can't set off, which is what the Magen Avraham says, or he quotes the Gra, who says that no, it means Thursday, Friday, and also Shabbat, and the Gra says many Rishonim that's a hold like that. So I presume B'Shat Hadchat one can rely there on the Gra. The Rama says, Aval Kodim Shloshe Yamim Shari, but within 3 days, it's more than 3 days before Shabbat, it's permissible. Afilu B'Sfina Shemoshchim Otal Yedei Behemot, even if it's a ship that is, or boat that's being pulled along by animals. And even if there's going to be an issue of tchumin, because it's more than 3 days before Shabbat, and this is what we've established, that, you know, more than 3 days before Shabbat, you can't really plan for Shabbat, otherwise you might never be able to get to anywhere on holiday or whatever it is. Even if this is going to mean that you're going to have, the Jew is going to have to do that melacha on Shabbat. So we see, like the Bal HaMa'or, that you know, that we're, you know, so long as you don't put yourself on Erev Shabbat into a situation where you're going to have to be mechalel Shabbat, then it's going to be permissible. V'imhu derech muat. And if it's just a short journey, from Tyre to Sidon, it's only a day's journey. You can set off on Friday morning. Because you can reasonably expect to get there in plenty of time before Shabbat. However, if the minag is no, you don't go on such journeys on Erev Shabbat, afilu derech muat, even if it's a short journey, ein mafligin, then we don't go on such journeys. Si'if bet, hada ein mafligin misfina pachot mishlosha yamin kodem ha-Shabbat, where we said that you're not allowed to go on a journey, that ship journey, within 3 days of Shabbat, hatam mishum oneg Shabbat. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying the reason is because of oneg Shabbat, like the Rambam and the Rif held. Shekol shlosha yamim harishonim yesh lahem tsaru bilbul. The first 3 days you're at sea, you're going to feel queasy. V'davka lemafligim yamim hamaluchim. So this only applies if you're on the high seas. Avar bin naharot, if you're just going on a canal or a river, ein shum tsar lemafligim bahem, then there's no problem. There's no tsar, you don't get seasick, you're going on a river cruise, it should be permissible. That's and then you should be able to go on a river cruise, setting off even on Erev Shabbat. Provided, of course, that there's no issue of tchumin. That's which is now Rabbeinu Chananah said tchumin was the only problem. So we're adding to Rabbeinu Chananah. Rabbeinu Chananah said nobody's saying there isn't a problem of tchumin. Of course, there's a problem of tchumin. That Tavah Barkom she yadu alanu shem mikarkas yuna lekarka naha pachom asat tfachim asur latzeit chutz litchum. That's but if we know there's a problem of tchumin, there's less than 10 tfachim between the bottom of the ship and the bottom of the river, then it's going to be prohibited to go outside the tchum. Again, within the tchum, it will be permissible, provided, of course, you got on board the ship, the boat before Shabbat. Mishum isa tchumin. V'chein b'sfinash, then the Rama adds, v'chein b'sfinash, yitzarecha Yisrael lavo lidei melacha b'Shabbat. That's so likewise a boat where the Jew is going to have to do melacha on Shabbat. So also you can't go in on board it within 3 days of Shabbat. Even if there's no problem of seasickness and no problem of tchumin. So he's again adding to the besides the consideration of Rabbeinu Chananel, and besides the consideration of the Rambam and the Rif, he's adding the consideration of the Baal HaMa'or, that one obviously mustn't put oneself into a situation of Pikuach Nefesh within 3 days of Shabbat. Okay, that's a different sugya that we don't need to deal with now. So what it seems certainly is, in terms of going on a cruise, the person is going on a recreational cruise, that's working on the assumption it's a non-Jewish cruise liner, that's with a non-Jewish crew, that's so one can... one can board. That's provided it's not within 3 days of Shabbat. That's if it's within 3 days of Shabbat, it would be a problem according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. That's because of the seasickness. That's the Aruch HaShulchan seems to have championed the explanation of the Ramban. That's and the Baal HaMa'or, but most of the poskim don't say like that. Just want to conclude with an observation in Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, which relates to the same set of considerations. And that's with regard to having elective surgery within 3 days of Shabbat. So the Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata says, "Mi yondal b'shavua va'ilach, from a Wednesday onwards, asur lasot ma'ase." You can't do something which is going to necessitate you breaking Shabbat for Pikuach Nefesh when it comes to Shabbat. You need a non-urgent operation. You've got nituach shkedim, like tonsils out. Imrak efshar davar, if possible, yesh l'kovol reishit ha-shavua. You should have this operation at the beginning of the week. Note that he says imrak efshar davar. It's possible. If it's not possible, the surgeon that you want only operates on Thursdays and Fridays, then you can do it on a Thursday or Friday. If he operates any day of the week, then have him do it on a Monday or a Tuesday. Shema yitzarach l'chalel Shabbat l'shem tipul acharei nituach, in case you need to break Shabbat within the couple of days after the operation. Certainly, even if the operation was done that's improperly close to Shabbat, nevertheless, you can certainly that's be mechalel Shabbat where necessary for the welfare of the chole. Ad kan for this week's share.